7 after the hour now as we continue on the radio and on the internet at DougStephan.com, Dr. Ken Show. The essence of this conversation we have every week for 2 hours is to get to the bottom of the health news, the front page health news during the week. Ken has this whole process of creating a newsletter is very, very time-consuming. Ken is devoted to that. He has the ability to sift through a lot of this information, get to the bottom line, and to prepare it for you. This week's newsletter is about aging, Ken, yeah?
It's exactly, Doug. Thank you for those nice comments. You hit it exactly as usual. And, yes, we've taken the news, the medical articles in the last 6 months in the journals your doctors read, and we've taken the practical breakthroughs, and now you can find out what your doctors know to help you age gracefully and live longer.
One of the other things that we're going to talk to Dr. Fred Grover in about a half hour about what the latest in head news, the neurology. The
smart
stuff
guy. You don't want to miss him.
No, that'll be good. And then we'll have some info from Dave McMahon as well as we continue to focus on cholesterol, triglycerides, all that sort of thing. And there are a lot of people who want to attach drugs to all of this stuff because that's the way we think in America. I want to tell you a quick story and, Ken, your reaction to, I think last week we talked a little about my having discovered through a process at a dermatologist here in Los Angeles that I had the makings, the potential of early forms of
melanoma.
Skin cancer. Yeah, melanoma. I had a little dark spot on my skin on my face just under my eye. And a woman that I met in Israel looked at my face and she said, you know, you ought to get that checked out. I had a little spot like that, and they ended up taking half of my face off. And
that
I certainly,
is a common place for it.
Yeah. So I had the test done, and it came back that it was precancerous. So I've been given a prescription for several creams to put on it, one of them very strong, and it'll take out the precancerous cells from your skin. Your skin will look red and rough for a while, but it'll do the trick. So that was great. Till I went to the pharmacy to get the prescription filled. So I got a call from the pharmacist who said, well, we don't have this. We have to order it. I said, okay. She said, well, you don't have coverage because I haven't gotten Part D yet in Medicare. So I said, okay, how much is it? She said, $800 for a little bottle of cream that isn't any bigger than your thumb. And I said to her after I waited for a minute, I said, you've got to be kidding. She said, no, that's the cost. But there's a generic that you can get that's much less expensive. So I called the doctor, and the doctor had said that depending on how they price it, they could give it to me for as little as $20 because there are all kinds of coupons. They just didn't want to. So we ended up getting, we decided that I would get this generic that was like 70 bucks or something. But my point in telling the story is that you oftentimes are told by the doctor, get this cream. The insurance companies pay for it, or Medicare pays for it, or however you have insurance. And they'll get the 800 bucks out of the insurance companies, and you don't know that it costs 800 bucks. I wouldn't have known it would cost, I would never have thought this little thing, the vial about as big as my thumb, would cost that kind of dough. And yet they can sell it to you for $20. So what kind of ripoff is either Medicare or the health insurance system getting under the circumstance with stuff like this?
That's why I love these health savings accounts, because you as the owner have some impact in keeping the cost down, and Obamacare just eliminated them.
Yeah. All right, so that's a comment. You're welcome to comment as well. Always can find Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536. In a moment, Dave McMahon from Solana Health talks about some recent women's health studies and what they point to with regard to women and heart disease. That's coming right up here on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during hockey season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
30 seconds left on the power play. Chris Tweeter of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Your girlfriend wants an engagement ring for Valentine's Day, and you really should score here before they bring in another man. Also, quit wiping barbecue sauce in your pants. It's called a napkin. Use it.
She's trying to tell you something. This Valentine's Day, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
gentlemen. Tuesday, it is Valentine's Day. And if you have love in your heart, you would do well to put some Godiva in her hands. But you have only a few days left to pick up any number of extraordinary Godiva Belgian chocolates. Or, may I suggest, some luscious hand-dipped chocolate strawberries? After all, when it comes to affairs of the heart, as we all know, nothing works like Godiva.
Child Obesity 180 is kicking off a nationwide contest called the Act of Schools Acceleration Project, or ASAP, to find schools that are doing the best jobs of keeping kids active and fit. The group is working with First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign to help reverse the trend of childhood obesity. Funding comes from the nation's leading health plans, according to ASAP charter member David Cordani, president and CEO of Cigna.
As a father of two, I'm very concerned that the percentage of overweight or obese children in America has doubled in the past 20 years. That's why many of the leaders in the health insurance sector are taking concrete steps to improve the health of our nation's youth. The best way to have a healthy life is to start by being an active child in the first place.
ASAP is calling for entries from schools that have come up with creative and fun ways to keep kids active. The contest will award a total of $500,000 in prizes. To nominate your school program, visit www.activeschoolsasap.org.
13 past the hour. Good day, weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to doug@dougsteffen.com. And, of course, during the course of the weekend when we're on live, you try dialing us up with your questions and comments and concerns about your health or your friends, relatives, whomever. 888-553-7536. Last couple of months, we've been talking a lot with Dave McMahon, who's the founder of Solana Health, about the all-natural solution to lowering cholesterol and triglycerides, a product called Cardiol. There are some recent studies that have been discussed this past week or so, and so we thought we'd bring Dave back on to talk about those because these are more specific and more directed at women. And I guess I would ask both of you, Dr. Ken and Dave, why it would be different. Why would the studies show women in a different light than men?
I'm going to defer to the good doctor on that one.
Sure. It was a, you know, again, I hate to get into the politics, but there's a legitimate case that the women have made that historically they have been eliminated from research, especially about the heart. And a lot of the treatments that have been developed were done only on men in these studies. And men and women, their hearts are a bit different, their symptoms are different, the circulations are a little different. And to counteract the fact that women were eliminated, the Women's Health Initiative was begun, which involved hundreds of thousands of postmenopausal women aged 50 to 80, and we've learned a lot about women's heart through this initiative. And one of the reports, this was in the Archives of Internal Medicine, January of this year, reported this outcome that there's perhaps a 48% increased risk of developing diabetes if you take a statin drug. But what you have to remember is that this study was just in postmenopausal women aged 50 to 80. The studies that have been done in women, in men, don't show as high an incidence. But to look at the other side of this, there's been two good publications looking at diabetes and statin drugs. JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, June 2011, came up, looked at this in a large population of men and women, and what they found was that there's one additional diabetic patient for every 498 people treated with a statin drug. But what they also discovered was that there was one major cardiac event, we're talking about a heart attack or stroke, prevented for every 155 patients treated with a statin drug. So we have to be a little more cautious about who we use the statin drug in, especially postmenopausal women. But for those who have already have plaques, that are, were concerned they might rupture and cause a heart attack, this is where the benefit of the statins for plaque stabilization are so much more helpful. You want a very aggressive statin. But I think where the cardio is wonderful is if there's no plaque and you want to get that cholesterol down to prevent the plaque formation, and you don't want to have the potential side effect of a stronger statin, because I think this effect of the diabetes is especially in the stronger statins at higher doses. The Women's Health Initiative showed that most of the women who did develop diabetes were on moderate to high doses of the statin. One of the limitations of this study is it's a so-called observational study. This, the kinds of studies Doug loves to make fun of, because in a few years when they do a nice, good study, a high-quality study, they'll probably prove this one wrong.
Right. All right, so Dave, what say you?
Yeah, no, I think Dr. Ken nicely summed up what I think we know to date. So just to, if I can try to put it in my words. So, Dr. Ken, basically, if you've got a patient who does not have heart disease, so someone who is has elevated or slightly elevated cholesterol.
I love cardiol in that patient.
That's someone that you'd want to put on cardiol, because exactly. We know it's going to bring down their cholesterol, and you're not concerned about plaques breaking off.
Exactly, with much less risk of side effects.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because that's, you know, that's the 3/4 of customers that call us are people who, you know, have been on statins and have the muscle pains, and they're looking for an alternative that will get them down and have some other fringe benefits.
So cardiol, this product that we've been talking about for a couple of months, comes from Italy. It is tested, it's verified, been used all over Europe, and now here in America. And I guess that whether it would be more women using it, what do you find when you fill the orders? I guess that's what I'm curious about. After having talked about these studies, who's buying this more, men or women?
I would say it probably is women. Probably, you know, might be 60-40, maybe women to men, using and buying the cardio.
Yeah, that's about the listenership to this program, about 60-65% women, 35-40% men. But women are more likely to be proactive. Why is it that men just kind of stick?
Well, men are much more in denial.
Yeah, good Lord. But, I mean, getting on a good supplement routine, this has been something that's been a hallmark of my life, frankly. And I've taken a lot of various things, including red yeast rice itself and omega-3s by themselves.
Well, you have a well-developed female side, right?
I do. I'm very much in touch with my female side. Thank you for acknowledging that, Ken. So in terms of ease, you know, instead of taking all of these 9 different things by themselves, cardiol sort of puts that away. You don't have to. If you have cardiol, you don't need all these separate ingredients, right?
Yeah, that really, Doug, was the one of the attractions for me, because I was doing the same thing you're describing. I was taking about 5 different supplements, red yeast rice, omega-3, CoQ10, and niacin, and I didn't want to do that. And the other thing is, it's really hard to find high quality tested certified products that you know are pure and potent, especially in the U.S., because we don't really have regulations. So our product from Italy, because of their strict supplement laws, are all tested pure and potent, and you know what you're getting in each capsule.
All right, so I'd like to tell you that I have found...
Hold on a second, Ken.
Okay.
We'll talk to you about how you can get cardiol in a matter of moments, and Ken throws in more than his 2 cents worth. 21 after the hour on Good Day Weekend.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. the number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production, is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here's to your health, 888-553-7536, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We're talking about, solutions to lower your cholesterol and lower high triglycerides, things that are common problems for patients of Ken, because Ken is a cardiologist. He sees these all the time, and so we are always looking for a way, and not with drugs. So this product called Cardiol, that we've talked about the last couple of months, the all-natural solution to lower your cholesterol. It's a maintenance. Yes, Dave McMahon, who's here with us from Solana Health. Is it? Would you consider it to be a maintenance product as well?
Yeah. The nice thing about Cardiol is you are going to see, we typically see about 15 to 20% decrease in your LDL cholesterol in about 30 days. But because it has, 550 milligrams of omega-3, CoQ10, resveratrol, your B vitamins, it also is significantly going to decrease your triglycerides.
All right, but what about the increase that's, if you have, you want to lower the bad cholesterol, but you also want to get the good cholesterol up, the HDL, does this help that as well?
Well, it does have niacin, which does help with HDL.
Right.
It has about 150% of your daily allowance of niacin, so yeah, it can help with HDL as well.
Ken, you started to tell a story we ran into a little...
I've noticed in my cardiology practice that there's just a wonderful niche for this product. It's the patient who doesn't yet have the clear plaquing in the coronary, and I need something to aggressively stabilize plaque so they don't have a heart attack. But they have an elevated cholesterol. They don't yet have documented coronary artery disease. They may have some risk factors, and we want to avoid it. And here's a nice, safe, effective way to get the cholesterol down and avoid some of the havoc you might have.
The reason I asked about maintenance, a couple of things. We were talking about women and how women use this product more than men. One wonders how early one could get on this.
Well, women buy it and then give it to their men.
Well, okay, but what's the earliest age that one would be on something like Cardiol?
Well, the American Heart Association now is recommending, and I'm not advocating this, except in very small, certain populations, but even teenagers now are getting their cholesterol measured. But
look at how fat they are, so many of them. Look at how overweight they are. The obesity thing starts easily when you're a teenager.
I would... In the youngster, in the person under 21, I'd want to talk to the pediatrician about about this, but this would be a nice possibility if there really was some very high cholesterol in the younger age population, to because they're going to be on it for a while. You mentioned maintenance. Unfortunately, the body makes at least 75% of the cholesterol in our body. It's a manufacturing process, so even if you eat a rabbit's diet, many of us are going to have a cholesterol that's too high.
All right, let me mention how you get a hold of this. It's available, Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, available by calling 888-809-6424. Or you can click on, good, Doug. You can click on the link. I get paid by the word, Dave, so I try to put them together so it makes it a little easier. You can click on the link on Dr. Ken's website, or you can go to C-A-R-D-I-O-L, Cardiol.net. And use the discount code Ken when you order online, a free 30-day supply, because Dave's company thinks that once you try it, you'll see. You take a blood test. That's what you advise me to do. Take a blood test before you start it, and then after you've had it for 30 days, see what it does. And you'll be surprised at how quickly this works, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we want you to get your cholesterol tested. In fact, we even offer if you can't get to your doctor's office, you know, in those 30 days, we actually offer a home cholesterol test kit, because we really want you to test your cholesterol. That's how you're going to see the results and see that it's working for you.
All right. A free 30-day trial of this product is available at 888-809-6424. You'll pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. Enter the discount code Ken when you order online at cardiol.net. There are no strings attached, no other charges. It's a great way for you to deal with this problem. And you know what? I don't know where I got this, but I wondered about this for dogs. Anybody ever... I give Charlotte, my bulldog, various fish supplements, fish oil supplements, because I think it's good for her skin, for her joints, for overall health. And I wonder if this is, anybody ever asked you about using Cardiol for their pets?
Interesting idea. You know, we actually give, I have an American bulldog, and we give him fish oil, our fish oil, so our Vitality, and we also give him CoQ10 for his heart.
All right, there you go. So that's you may want to try this out. Yeah, you have another product.
Dog's heart is very similar to a human heart.
It is. Okay, so that's cool. That's another way for you to check this out. Cardiol.net. Use Ken as the discount code when you order, a call 888-809-6424. Great to talk to you again, Dave McMahon. Continued success from Solana Health. It's 29 past the hour. One of the things that's sad this weekend is that Andy Williams is near death. He has been now given a month or two to live. He keeps going back to this Texas Cancer Center. He's down to 120 pounds from 190. He's just wasting away. He has a bladder cancer, I think, isn't it? I'm pretty sure it's bladder cancer.
Yes, bladder cancer.
Yeah. What a shame. Yeah, it is. It is an icon. He's 84 years old. He's had a good life, but what a horrible... This thing is supposedly excruciating. So, something to think about as you put whatever it is in your mouth. You never can tell what you're eating, what it's going to do.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Helpful information on Facebook about what we are talking about, whether it's the Good Day Weekday program or the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us every weekend for 2 hours, and then Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, will join us later on. Another aspect of health and well-being, healthy eating and drinking in the focus, with ideas on where to get things, the best buys, the best bargains. We're all about helping you understand how to live better. One of the continuing themes of our program, and maybe again it's because of my experiences, we all talk about our experiences. I had a test, geez, it's almost been 2 years, I think, now, Ken, hasn't it? Since I went for the tests at a place called Saroscan in Denver, which the results of it kind of knocked me for a loop for a while, until Ken and I and Jack Stockwell, who's also somebody that I trust, he's with me on the Good Day Weekday program, and some of the other local people that I consulted with said, wait a minute, let's take another look at all of this information. Then the fact that the NFL has been so accosted with questions about players that have died because of head trauma and head injuries, this has become a national discussion and debate. And I have said, not to annoy people, but I believe parents are in denial big time when it comes to allowing their children to participate in football, soccer, wrestling, hockey, boxing, any of these things, because there's so much information now. I had a traumatic experience when I was 3 years old, falling down a flight of stairs and cracking my head into the side of a wall, the door jamb, and it knocked I have a 3-inch scar now in my skull, a hole. And when I went through this process to get my brain examined at Saroscan, that was noticed. And that was, I think, Ken, when we talked about it, we didn't really know that that was part of what the problem was in my frontal lobe. So, at any rate, this is becoming much more a front burner conversation, thanks to a lot of people, including Dr. Fred Grover, who is a board certified family physician practicing in Denver for the last 20 years or so. He also is certified in integrative medicine and anti-aging specialist. So, Fred, we're glad to have you back here to talk about your passions. Let's kind of bring people up to date, because a lot of this is coming, a lot of the news on this is coming from the team there in Denver,
And then the Super Bowl ad, most people saw the Super Bowl ad last Sunday, and I think that's why I wanted to bring it to the front burner. People say, well, what is that about? If they're not following the story, they don't understand what the NFL is trying to tell you. They're trying to to discount their involvement in this horrible reality, right?
Right, right. Interesting ad. And,
well, it was. Go ahead.
You know, we're seeing more and more head injuries come up, as you mentioned, across the line in sports. Women's soccer has been a big hot topic as well. Even the hits to the head from soccer balls has caused some injuries in gals. So it's very much a very controversial, worrisome issue in terms of health. And, I think we're all trying to put our heads together in terms of figuring out the best guidelines for the young athletes, women and men.
Well, and then when you get into the professional world, the money that's spent for these helmets, some people have suggested that we ought to go back to, remember that movie with George Clooney and the kid from The Office, who were, what was that movie called? They were Leatherheads, thank you, Michael, Leatherheads. In that era, apparently, some people think that protection was better than the protection that's provided by these very expensive helmets. I don't know why that would be. Any thoughts on that, Fred? Fred Grover?
The only thought there would be, is there a little bit of rocker in the newer helmets that allows a little bit of coup, counter coup, velocity forces, perhaps sloshing the brain around a little bit more.
Yeah.
But other than that, I would really think the newer helmets would be much better designed than the leatherhead ones. So.
So, Ken and Fred, let's talk about the reality of we're not going to stop people from playing football. We're not going to stop people from playing soccer or hockey or boxing or any of those things. We're just not going to. You see how the MMA stuff is glorified, the television shows we've been watching. Yeah, so you're not going to stop it. So as people get older and they realize they've suffered because of these experiences, is this becoming an important part of the anti-aging movement, trying to deal with people who have these traumas, Fred?
It is. I wouldn't say it's a top issue. Most of it is more of a hormone imbalance that we all go through, whether it's testosterone, andropause deficiency, or menopause in women. But we're definitely finding more people that are having cognitive issues as they age, and some of that may just be simple age-related decline. But we always have to think, okay, in our history, do they have a lot of sports-related injuries playing in high school, college, or even professionally, and how might this impact their overall cognitive function as an adult? So you have to look at the full picture and then maybe consider doing imaging to see if there could be a deeper issue going on contributing to that cognitive decline. You know, is it Alzheimer's? Is it multi-infarct dementia? Is it concussion-related decline that actually could be accelerated so that we might see somebody having Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease showing up at, you know, maybe in their 40s rather than, you know, classically in, you know, the 60s or 70s. And did head trauma prior to that, ramp up the process and the inflammation of the brain? We're finding that a lot of the neural decline is related to inflammation, whether it's neurofibrillary tangles that are occurring as a result of the genetics, the toxins in our environment, the ApoE proteins we've identified, and now maybe we should include head injuries as another kind of risk factor there.
You know, you talk about these football players and their health. You talk, an area that I get involved in, the heart. One of the things interesting about these guys, you think that as physically active as they are, it would protect them from the heart disease. But some of the studies that just came out in the last week or two, Doug, is that these football players, as they retire, getting down to ideal body weight seems to be even more important for them for keeping the brain and the heart healthy.
Why would that be?
It's a good question.
Fred?
The reason is obesity causes elevation in the cardiac CRP enzyme, and with C-reactive protein, we have inflammation in the vascular system. That vascular inflammation that can cause microvascular disease in the brain, leading to cognitive decline and cardiovascular disease. So in my mind, a lot of it is related to them continuing to eat high carbohydrate diets, fairly high calorie diets, gaining a lot of weight,
becoming inflamed because of their body mass index and their body fat being probably 30% plus, being
exactly.
inactive.
It's the immune system.
And then having a lot of oxidative stress from high fat foods that they used to eat as an athlete, but you can't do that when you're older and actually shouldn't do it much as a young kid either. And over time that builds up plaque in your arteries throughout your heart, your brain, your kidneys, you name it.
So in terms of if I'm laughing because I say enough about that. Let's talk about me. The problem that I have relayed to the people who listen to this program and to the weekday program, I haven't put it out of my mind because it's on my mind every day. But you and Ken and others have given me sort of a, I don't know if it's a preventative, but a regimen of things that really come out of your anti-aging lunchbox, right? I mean, the things that somebody, if you're worried about the common, and this is really a shame, but it is a common problem now with Alzheimer's, with dementia, Parkinson's, things that may be caused by the activities that we're talking about. But in general, there are a lot of people who never played any of these sports that have the problem or are heading in that direction, whether it's they used metallic pots and pans and they used stainless steel or whatever that wool, what do they call those things, the scrub pads to clean the pan, and all that releases the metals and you cook your food in that and it gets into your system. They're all kind, and you just said it too, Fred, the toxins that are in the air, all of this stuff getting into our system. So how do we deal with that? Somebody who may have the tendency, I know that I have a tendency toward it. Some people don't. So what's the preventative cocktail?
I think the preventative cocktail is doing our best to maintain a healthy diet right now. And we know that if we can maintain healthier antioxidant levels, it can help with detox, as we like to call it in the functional medicine community, and that can be, you know, as simple as more fruits and veggies. But if we want to ramp that up a little bit more, there's some other things we can add into our supplement regimen, such as N-acetylcysteine, alpha-lipoic acid, CoQ10, vitamin C. All these can be taken orally and oftentimes help with the detox. Some people will even take milk thistle. There's quite a few elements that will ramp up what we call phase one and phase two detoxification. Some of it's in your liver, some of it's in your kidney, and most of that can be done naturally and orally. Now, you will see some doctors that are doing IV therapy, what they call chelation for heavy metal toxicities that are out there, but it really should be done in those that have had blood testing done and, you know, obviously verified what's happening and not just done on a whim, on a empirical basis. So you want to scientifically have a reason.
Like Ken believes everything's got to be scientifically tested in order for it to work. And I think one of the dangers here is, and the reason I wanted you to be specific is because Ken's always warning against self-medication. And even though most of the good supplements, the stuff that comes from standard process, which is food-based, these things, they won't hurt you, but you get a hold of some of the other things. The big drug companies have bought up a lot of these so-called vitamin mineral supplement outfits, right? And so they're just making cheap crap that isn't worth a damn.
Right, right. And we're seeing the pharmacy companies trying to take out the supplement companies because they want a piece of that market share. So, right. Yeah, it's a pretty aggressive political atmosphere. But, yeah, absolutely. You have to do your research. Make sure you have a doc that knows what they're doing in terms of assessing whether or not you have a mercury-led toxicity or some other toxicity that's contributing to cognitive dysfunction, or even sometimes people will just complain of fatigue if they've become toxic. And we all hear about black mold. I mean, that's an obvious one that can play into the picture there too. So getting tested, having those environmental toxin panels done, either by, some of them can be done by a regular lab like Quest. Other times we may use functional labs like Genova Diagnostics, and then discussing those with your doc to see if there needs to be a fairly aggressive protocol such as IV chelation, or just simply changing diet and doing some supplement interventions that may help ramp up that detox, and then rechecking at an interval, 2-3 months down the road to make sure things are moving in the right direction.
Both of you, both Ken and Fred, Fred Grover is with us, a doctor practicing family medicine, but his expertise is in the areas of the brain and anti-aging, that sort of thing. Both of you approach this the same way, though, in a scientific way. Get the information, test your get your blood tested. I'm not sure a lot of people are familiar with the second blood test. Ken, you know about that second. What is that second blood test about? The one we mentioned, the usual stuff, go to Quest, but you can go to another place to get a is this a better lab or a better testing procedure, Fred? What is that all about, that second thing you mentioned?
Yeah, Genova Diagnostics is a functional lab that has a little bit more detailed panels that they can do and a little bit more expanded than what Quest and LabCorp can offer. So it's the only reason I reach out to them. But most of the time I can do a good panel through Quest and not have to, you know, make the patient pay out of pocket somewhat more for the more comprehensive.
And most of these second-level studies are not covered by insurance. And, you know, I think that the detox diets, I'd like to see some more studies on them. And, you know, because intuitively it does sound like they're helpful. And I think that, and they're popular, but I would advocate more studies on them, you know, not move away from them, as I know many of my colleagues would like to, and I'm glad that Fred is advocating for them. But I really think that, I hope that there are some more studies going on to show that they are as effective and could really bring your enthusiasm even more to it.
Dr. Fred Grover is with us. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, we continue this discussion for a few more minutes. Any thoughts, calls, questions? What's going on in your brain or the brain of someone you know? It's 12 minutes before the hour on Good Day Weekend.
It's the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's with 25% savings on our entire Jockey collection. 25% off all Jockey Classic and Bonus Value Packs, including 4-pack boxers, boxer briefs, and 6-pack briefs, plus crew and V-neck tees. 25% off all Jockey boxers, all Jockey pouch and Elance collections, and more. All Jockey Men's Underwear, 25% off at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Sale ends February 20th.
Valentine's Day is only one day of the year, so it shouldn't be the only time when you focus on romance with your partner. Expert Dr. Ian Kerner says that instead you should enjoy date nights throughout the year to keep your intimacy strong.
While expensive presents and dinners are nice, they don't have to be a regular occurrence. Get creative and look for new ways to celebrate your relationship during the year. It can be as simple as taking a walk, going bowling, or cook a romantic meal together at home. You'll be saving money and that much closer to the bedroom.
This year, KY Brand is helping make it easier to plan a few hours alone with your partner by offering new date night packs. These packs pair their intimacy enhancement products with a $10 off voucher for movie tickets for two from moviephone.com.
For more information on the date night packs and to get more date night ideas and tips, visit Couples Place, KY Brand's page on Facebook.
You can find KY Brand date night packs at drug, food, and mass retailers nationwide. For more information, visit Couples Place at facebook.com/KYCouples.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during basketball season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
He can clinch it here with this one free throw. So Daniel Nath out of Chicago, Illinois, you just need to focus and get your wife that diamond tennis bracelet she wants for Valentine's Day. The whole season is on the line. And while we're at it, Christmas was months ago. Take down the holiday lights!
She's trying to tell you something. This Valentine's Day, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Three after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program. We're discussing anti-aging methods, the approach that's best to take for prevention and care of Alzheimer's and dementia, Parkinson's disease, all programs that are the problems are exacerbated by playing football and soccer and hockey. This has become a cause célèbre for me. And as a parent, if I what I know and what I talk about, and I've had this conversation to the point of arguing with parents, you know me, Ken, and Fred, you've gotten to know me fairly well, so you understand that I'm not in your face, but I have passion about this. Why, as a parent, would you let your child play football or soccer or any of these other things if there's any risk at all that it could shorten his or her life? And that's really what happens here. We're so powerful. This kid, he's a great football star. It's about you, and it's not about your child when it gets to that point. I mean, what do you... I just don't understand it, frankly. And I,
you know, you nor I have the passion for football, but, you know, what was the cheapest seat at the Super Bowl? $4,000 a seat?
Yeah. And look at the most highly watched show in the history of the Super Bowl.
There's an incredible... That's why it's prohibition, and we're never going to get... That's why we have to.
I don't want
to
prohibit it. I want people to be educated and understand, listening to Fred and you and some of our other discussions, this is not very complex. This is pretty simple. You engage in these activities. You look at the history of the football players, and I'm talking about really serious college football players and professional football players or hockey players. These guys are not living. I mean, how many of them died at the age of 50? Why do you think the NFL ran that ad they did in the Super Bowl?
They definitely live shorter lives than the general population.
Yeah, right. So this is about you thinking about what you want your children's life to be.
But they don't care.
Apparently they don't. So
they don't.
Anyway, 888-553-7536. So let's talk about the practical side to this. Ken always likes to get to the bottom line about how we advise people when it comes to brain health. It's not much different than anything else. You watch your diet, right, Fred? What else?
Hey, you watch your diet. I think the key is, how can you reduce inflammation in your body systemically? How can you promote good blood flow? And the two main reasons, or the two main ways to do that are primarily diet and exercise, getting back to the basics. And in terms of diet, more of those antioxidants will help quite a bit, so more vegetarian, but you don't have to be strictly vegetarian by any means. When you have healthy proteins, such as lean meats and particularly omega-3s and the fish, I think that can be very promoting to a healthy brain. When you're exercising on a regular basis, that's sending blood to your brain and to the rest of your body, really promoting good neural health and new neural connections. And then, considering some low-dose supplementation to kind of increase some of those things I was talking about, alpha-lipoic, N-acetylcysteine, coenzyme Q10, I think can make a difference for the brain. And, of course, the omega-3, I recommend that everybody takes at least 2 grams of omega-3 daily, regardless of what their triglycerides are.
Can we talk about that, Ken, as much as 4 grams?
Well, that's if the triglycerides are above 500. But I agree. I recommend 1 to 2 grams for everybody.
All right. Let's talk to Sean, who has a question about bipolar disorder. I wonder if this fits into this conversation. Sean, quickly, what's your question for the doctors?
Yes, sir. About 12 years ago, I saw a therapist and diagnosed me with bipolar. And I went to him originally on, issue of depression. And ever since then, I kind of ignored the fact. But things have really gone downhill after that.
All right. So
my depression's gotten worse. I just want to know what to expect next week when I go to the therapist.
How about what to do to maybe deal with it? Maybe that's a better question.
Yeah,
Fred and Ken, what does this guy do, if anything, with diet and other things that may be readily available to him when it comes to being bipolar?
Well, this is a complex question with a very few minutes left, but there's alternative medicine, there's traditional medicine. Fred was just talking about omega-3 fatty acids, they're wonderful, magnesium, St. John's wort, SAMe, acupuncture's been helpful. The issue with alternative medicine and bipolar is that it's really been proven more in studies with depression. We need some more studies with the alternative medicines and bipolar. There certainly are conventional drugs that we've used. Definitely there are medicines out there, especially lithium, the anticonvulsants, the antipsychotics, the antidepressants, all have been used, the benzodiazepines. Plenty of conventional medication.
Right, so maybe what we might ask you to do, Sean, is go to Fred's website, check out what his ideas might be as well. Dr. Fred Grover, that's your website, Fred, right? Fred Grover.
Right, right. And I do want to mention that there are some studies.